Hey, so someone asked me to do gaming type ramble. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do right now. I don't know what I'm going to say or how long this will take. I hope it's going to be short. Just maybe a heads up. I don't consider myself a gamer or something of that sort. I just casually play video games and yeah. Maybe I can start with my first like gaming experience, like the first thing that I can remember. I was around 4 or 5 years old. Maybe five, and I got my first game and my first handheld console. It was Pokemon Yellow, and I got it in with Pokemon Limited Edition Game Boy Color. It was the one with the Pikachu up front. Yeah, and I got it in a yellow case with a Pikachu patch, so it was all Pikachu related. I don't know, it's one of my fondest memories because I couldn't read at the time. I couldn't read Portuguese, so you can imagine English was just something that I wasn't comfortable with. And so I would play it with my dad because he would have to read it for me and explain it to me. And so it was something that we would do together. And I would always play games with my dad. He was the one who introduced me to, computers and video games. I would say that a Pokemon franchise is something that has always been, present in my life. Yeah, we would always watch the TV show before going to school in the morning. Like it was around 7 a.m. or something, and we would both watch it together. And so it's just, I don't know, it's something that I really like. It's one of my fondest memories, and I just love Pokemon so much. But yeah, so I've been playing Pokemon since then, and I still play it. I don't play it as often as I would like to, but yeah, I have all the games except for Pokemon Green. Yeah, that's the only one that's missing. But yeah, I'm not sure about Sun and Moon. We'll see. I'm just waiting to see how it will turn out. But yeah, after Pokemon, or I don't know, when I was a child, we would just play platform games. We would play it as a family. We would play like Prince of Persia, the Super Mario games, Donkey Kong, Tomb Raider. I don't know. Then we would play Jak and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, and stuff like that. Those platform games that were really fun, and we would just play it together. Like every time someone died, we would just switch controllers, and it was, their turn to try to do it, which was fun. Then I played a bit of Final Fantasy. My dad was really obsessed with Final Fantasy, so I would always want to play with him. So we would just play Final Fantasy together. I would like to go back to it. I haven't played it for I don't know how many years, but I want to go back to Final Fantasy. It was really nice. And then Kingdom Hearts, of course, but I would play it by myself, and it was really fun. And around that time, I tried my first FPS, and the only FPS games that I've tried were the Counter-Strike ones. I don't know, it's I don't think it's my thing. I tried it a couple of times. I played the first CS when it came out, because again, my dad loves playing FPS games, so I also wanted to play with him, and so and he wanted me to play with him, so I was just trying to play it, and it's not my thing. I then tried CSGO later on, and no, it's definitely not my thing. I don't like it. Yeah, and we would also play, you know, those fighting games like Tekken or Soul Calibur. Those were really, really, really fun. I don't know, it's just something good to just go on and just play it. And it's better if you're playing with someone that doesn't mind losing. I had some problems with that. And you know, rage quits and so on. But it's always fun. It's just a part of the game. Yeah, and I don't know how I can, you know, just put it in a timeline, but I just started playing more RPG, MMORPG games. I think the game that just that I can, you know, talk more about it is Guild Wars 2. I started playing it when it was released, 3 years and something ago. I've been like, it was the first game that I would actually, you know, just play it all the time without playing anything else. You know, I would just play it, and I've been playing it for 3 years straight. I've not played it for a while now, because to be honest, it's a bit dead for me right now. I don't know, I just I don't know, I just don't feel like attracted to it anymore, but I still want to play it just because I invested so much of my time in that game, and I just don't want it to die on me. And I want to keep playing it. But I can't. I don't know. I don't know why. But I've met so, you know, I've met a lot of people there, and it's just so fun to play in a guild and play with others. And it was a really nice experience. I hope it will, you know, pick up and just get back to where it was. It started as a really good game. And so as I started to play Guild Wars 2, I wanted to play Guild Wars 1 as well, like Guild Wars. And I played it for a while with some of my guildmates from Guild Wars 2. Yeah, it was fun. I thought that it would be nice if I found it earlier, just as an introduction to the Guild Wars world. But yeah. Now I'm just playing random things. I'm just playing single player games. I found yeah, I've played Portal 1 and 2 and I loved it. It's something, you know, I really like those type of games. I've also played Stanley Parable, which is awesome. You can just play it for the that voice. That voice. It's something. Yeah. And now I'm just playing the Arkham series. I just started playing the first one, Arkham Asylum, some months ago. I'm just having some problems with my Steam right now. Like, I can't open the game, but I'm trying to solve it at some point. I don't know. But yeah, now I'm just trying to find new games and explore a bit. Just, I don't know, maybe play some games that I haven't played. And I've heard so many people talking about it, like the Skyrim game and stuff like that. I don't know. We'll see. So yeah, I've just played a bit of everything. And I like playing video games. It's something that I I like to do. I just get a bit obsessed with those things. Like, I just end up playing it nonstop. And I don't think that's really good for me. I just need to, be aware. I don't know. It's just something that I have problems with it. I just get immersed in that those realities, and I just need to, play different things and not obsess over something like Guild Wars 2. I think this is it. I don't know. I can't remember what I said. I hope you liked it. I don't know. If you have some suggestions, you can say it. Just like if you have some games that you want to suggest to me, it's fine. I'm always open to, find new games and find people to talk about games. The Lego games are also fun. I forgot to talk about them. We had some kind of tradition in our family that we would just play a Lego game every summer. And they're really fun, especially if you like, the theme of the game, like the Star Wars games. Oh, those ones were really funny. Or the Lord of the Rings one. Those are fun. I just like those, lighthearted games that you can play with a lot of, with a lot of people. I think this is it. I'm not even, saying anything at all. Bye.